Welcome to Let's Open God's Word, a brief preview of this Sunday's sermon at Grace Baptist Church in Grand Bay, Alabama. I'm Paul Meredith, pastor of Grace Baptist Church, and I'm glad you're listening today. We're taking some Sundays to focus on the subject of prayer in our preaching. It's a subject that came up over and over again as we preached through the first 12 chapters of Acts. And so we're taking a time out in our journey through Acts to look at what we see in other parts of God's Word about this very important subject. And we're calling the series Prayer, What a Privilege. And of course, that's the title. We've taken that title from the old hymn, What a Friend We Have in Jesus. And the opening line of that hymn says, What a friend we have in Jesus, all our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Last week in the message, we gave an introduction to the series, and we focused on one major point, and that is the priority of prayer. We reviewed those first 12 chapters and saw the great priority that those early Christians in Jerusalem placed on prayer. And we ask ourselves the question, what priority does prayer have in our lives? That'd be an important question for you to answer today. What priority does prayer have in your life? All of us need to ask ourselves that question. And if you weren't able to be with us last Sunday and you haven't done so yet, take some time to listen to that message from last Sunday. It's available on sermon audio, of course. The title is The Priority of Prayer. And it really sets the table for the rest of the series, and you'll be better prepared to receive the rest of the messages in the series if you have heard that message first. And what we're doing is we're asking the Lord to shine the light of His Word on our prayer lives, each of us, and to show us and remind us of instruction in His Word about prayer so we can see where we need to grow. And there's always room for growth for all of us. And as I said in the message last Sunday, I believe this is going to be the key to everything for Grace Baptist Church in the years ahead. If we will be people of prayer, I believe we will see what God can do. But if we're not, if we fail in this area, if God doesn't first do a work in our lives in this area concerning prayer and make us into a people of prayer, and all we'll see in the future is what we can do. And what we can do without God, the Bible says, is nothing. And so I want to just encourage you to be prayerful about this series of messages and just pray that God will use it in the life of our church to make us a people of prayer at Grace Baptist Church. Now, in tomorrow's message, we're going to deal with two headings. We're going to think about, first of all, the practice of prayer. When do we pray? Where do we pray? How often do we pray? These are very practical matters. We're going to look at the life of Jesus. He's our great example in prayer. And we're going to see some things that just very practical about our prayer lives and how they need to be arranged. How we have to make, we have to make a place for prayer. We have to make a time for prayer. It's got to be time that's set aside for it in our lives. And again, it all comes back to priority. And so we're going to talk about the practice of prayer, and then we're going to see the persistence required in prayer. Jesus said this. He said, men ought always to pray and not lose heart. And he also taught us to pray and keep on praying, ask and keep on asking, seek, keep on seeking, knock, keep on knocking. And that's all part of our prayer life. And in all of this, we see the real value and the importance that Jesus and His Word places on the subject of prayer and the prayer that ought to be a part of our Christian lives. So I hope you'll be there tomorrow. I think we're going to have a great time. We've been having some great worship services. We've been delighted to see some visitors in our service, and we just pray that you will continue to come if you're one of those that have been visiting with us. And we want to invite you, if you're not a member of Grace Baptist Church, you've never attended before, we want to invite you to come and be with us. We would love to see you in our worship service. So I want to thank you again for listening today, and I hope to see you tomorrow when we gather to worship the Lord. Let's remember it's His day. Let's reserve it for Him. Let's be where we need to be on Sunday mornings, and that's when we gather with other believers to worship Him. And tomorrow when we do gather, we'll sing, we'll read Scripture, we'll pray, and when it's time for the preaching, let's open God's Word.
Try to reach the